I didn't know the number, so I just use my other phone and starts with 7. I didn't know who.
No problem.
All these scam calls, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, that's
my problem. What comes up on the caller ID when I call?
Huh?
What came up on the caller ID when I call?
The number.
Right, but did it kind of like say any name or something?
No, that's a government phone, so I probably won't show up.
Oh, got it.
That's about Obama free phone. They don't do much. It's just a phone I use when my phone gets turned. This one gets turned off. I just use that for backup. Mm-hmm. But it didn't show. The number came up with a different number, like 551. I think it was a 551 number. I think it was. Oh yeah.
551-7400.
That's what it was. Okay. Yes.
So let me ask like that. So you have a patient in Philadelphia, and you want $15 an hour, right?
Yeah, I want to switch over from where I'm at.
With which home care agency are you currently?
Good Brothers. He's paying Good Brothers. It's a weird agency. Good Brothers agency. Good Brothers home care agency. It's out North Philly, like Alleny somewhere there. Right up on Alleny somewhere. It's a crappy place, I guess. I think it is. I'm not gonna get into all that, but I don't like it. It's only paying like $13.80, but he pays on time, but he don't do a whole lot of like overtime and that kind of stuff.
Got it.
No holidays. You pay no holidays.
We do pay holidays, and we pay actually weekly also, so it's not bi-weekly.
Uh-huh.
We actually have great like health insurance benefits, and we're going to assign you a coordinator, so the coordinator will be able to help you with everything you need.
Uh-huh.
So you have always someone to talk to. Do you have your patient's information with you so we can start the sign-up process?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get her
last name, date of birth.
Yes, yes, I gotta. Yes, she gotta call her coordinators though, like she did before, I think.
What?
She gotta call her coordinators to change over. I can't change over.
Her service coordinator, right? But
she
what
got
we can
that, yeah.
do is
she got,
we can first
yeah.
take down our information and start the sign-up process, and then we can call the service coordinator.
Yes, not this coordinator. He said Keystone coordinator.
Yes, we can assist her getting in touch with our Keystone coordinator as well.
Okay, you know how it works, yes. But I just want to ask some questions about myself before you talk to her. Cause I'm the caregiver, and I'm getting the pay. The client's not, you know?
Right.
So the client just got to do the switchover for me like we did before. But I just want to know what kind of benefits y'all paying and, like, the rate. That's why I call. So, yeah, so you guys doing all the holiday pays, six holidays?
We pay 4 holidays, yes.
4?
4, yes.
Oh, God. Okay, 4 holiday pays. You guys do sign-on bonus?
A sign-on bonus? I can see if we can give you a sign-on bonus because you got a big rate. I can check if we can give you like $100 sign-on bonus.
Yes, because this guy gave me $300. I don't pay much when you get 15 hours, I guess, you know?
Hmm?
Well, this one, that don't give you a sign-on bonus because they call it, they say it's the max. They say they say it's the max, so they can't give you a sign-on bonus. I don't know how that sounds to you, but.
It is. $15 is a lot, so that's why I'm checking. But, like, I'll need to see. We'll need to see later in the process. Like, most probably, I hope so. I'll be able to give it to you.
Yes, I want to be sure. I want to be sure. I don't want to switch over and I get the same problem that I'm getting with this guy here. Well, this guy is paying $13.18. This guy's paying a whole lot more, though. But this guy's paying me, like, $8.53 after taxes. So, I don't know. I might get a few dollars more with this guy, so he's paying $15. I claimed, three dependents, so it might help a little more with you guys. I'm quite sure I'll see more money with you guys from what he's paying. I'm quite sure. Okay, so I call my client and tell her that they're going to call. I'll give you her number. You want to call her?
Yeah, you can give it to her. I'll call her.
Yeah, you can call her and see what she's what you can do with her. Cause if she say she come over for me, I will come over.
Got it. What's her number?
215.
Okay.
231.
Okay. 4812. 4812?
Yes, 231-4812.
Okay, got it. I'll give her a call.
Okay, her name is Janet Jones.
Janet?
Yes, Janet Jones. Just tell her you talk to me, and I'm satisfied with these guys.
What's your name? Is your name Gary?
No, that's in my old system. I don't know why they won't take it out. I'm Michael James.
Michael James.
Michael James, yes. I don't know why I keep coming up. Everybody keeps saying Gary. Probably the number that he
when
had.
It comes up
yeah.
on the call already,
yeah. Yeah, it comes out everywhere. Everybody keeps saying that's not Michael. I'm Michael James, not Gary. But you can call her the number and ask and tell her I'm satisfied with this, guys.
Sure.
Yes, and then she make me call. Yeah, you can go from there, then I can just call you back and I can do all the work from there.
Okay, sure. I'll give her a call and let's see how it's going to go forward. Okay.
Okay, please. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Have a wonderful day, Michael.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.